intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
I'm J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 8th day of November. A prepper tip of the day, it's an alert. If you live on the West Coast or have somebody you care about that lives on the West Coast, I'm personally going to put my daughter and her family on 24-hour alert. As soon as the show is over, it'll be 8 a.m. on the East Coast, on West Coast, and advise her that she needs to be prepared to evacuate the home within 24 hours of my calling her to do so, which I am not going to do today, but I will put her on alert to be ready to evacuate within 24 hours of my phone call, if and when that time comes up. So we shall see. That's your prepper tip of the day. I truly hope that this does not become necessary, but we've reached a point where I believe it's prudent to be ready to evacuate the West Coast of the United States of America if things go south, which they easily could. The Department of Defense is preparing to intercept North Korean missiles on the West Coast of the United States. The U.S. military is frantically getting ready for the next war, which will be with North Korea if it happens. And it's just smart to be ready. That's enough. Professor McCanny will be joining us in 2 or 3 minutes here. He's wrapping up another guest appearance on another radio show, which he does the second Wednesday of most months. And he'll be with us and be giving us our updates. This woman, this Congresswoman Brazil, she's really blowing the lid off of Donna Brazil. Her book that's recently published, she talks about how she was strongly considering replacing Hillary Clinton with Joe Biden on the ticket, the Democratic ticket. That was just a year ago, just over a year ago. She also, and I haven't seen the details, but she also has revealed that Hillary Clinton's health was far worse than what we were told publicly. Her coughing fits, her being unable to walk was being attributed to allergies. Then when I got forced to a car, they said she'd been diagnosed with pneumonia. And apparently there's more to it than that. And the article I was reading didn't get into the kind of detail on that. Okay. It looks like we now have a patient waiting in the green room. My friend, Professor James McCanning. Professor McCanning is a credentialed astrophysicist. He's taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's the author of 10 books with more on the way and has not one but two weekly radio talk shows. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good. You have excellent audio, sir, and that's always good for radio.
Good.
I was just relating a story about this Congresswoman Donna Brazile, who's blowing the lid off the inside happenings in the election last year of the Democratic Party, and the fact that, and it is a fact, that Hillary Clinton's health is really quite dismal. Donna Brazile was prepared to replace Hillary with Joe Biden. Very important information, don't you think, sir?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I heard also she had mentioned that she feared for her life after the Seth Rich deal.
Yes, I read the same thing. And that's a reasonable concern. Seth Rich was, I haven't looked into that much, but there's a lot of people pointing to what they believe he was murdered. I don't know if you heard my prepper tip of the day, Jim, but when my show's over, I'll be calling my daughter, who lives in Metro Seattle area, to put her on 24-hour alert to evacuate herself and her family because of the situation with North Korea. My private reports, as well as what's coming out publicly, have me very concerned about what is going to happen in the not-too-distant future with North Korea. And I think it's prudent to be ready to react properly. In this regard, the U.S. military is setting up Patriot missiles to intercept North Korean missiles on the West Coast. We have the former head of the CIA saying that those two North Korean satellites that pass over every 12 hours over the middle of the country have nuclear weapons on board. It looks like the next war is being set up, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
Well, these are pretty crazy times. I don't know how to interpret all of this, and you have to understand that Kim over there, little Kim, is a pawn of the Vatican. Let's be real. He gets his power from somewhere. He maintains it from somewhere. It's not because he's the little bad boy over there that put all his money into military. No, he's there for a reason. And to bring a conflict with the United States, which has gone south on the New World Order, let's put this into perspective. So that's what I'm seeing here, is this is another, you know, like the hurricanes, like the other things that are going on. I see these as manipulated from above him. I don't see him as being anything other than a manipulated little marionette doll that lives in North Korea and is the visible front for what's going on. But yeah,
right.
To create more havoc in the United States. Last week I was talking about the 10, I would estimate that 10% of the U.S. economy has been destroyed between the wildfires in California and the hurricanes. Probably 10% of the U.S. economy has been, irreparably destroyed.
That would be a lot, Jim. I'm not sure I would assign that big a percentage. There's obviously a percentage of harm to our economy on one hand. On the other, I think we're now the world's second largest economy after China. It's a massive economy that has a lot of strength to bounce back from tragedies like this, and we will bounce back from whatever tragedy that might occur, such as hurricanes or fires in California.
But a nuclear bomb anywhere in the world is going to be a major disaster, because here's the problem. Once you start once the first one goes off, we remember we have not had a military nuclear weapon go off since World War II.
Right.
Once it starts, then you got India, Pakistan. You have, I've been at scientific meetings where they talk about the effect of a single medium nuclear bomb.
Right.
And the radiation and the effect, even if it's someplace remote in the world. So this is not, and if it's in your own backyard, it's, a million times worse. But then that's just the beginning. That's the ticket to get in the game, so to speak. Then the real shoot and match starts.
It is. Yeah. It is. And I share your concern, Jim. Once the first one goes off, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. We don't know how far or how fast it's going to go, involving not only North Korea and the United States, but China. North Korea is a client state of China. There'd be no North Korea if it wasn't for China, by the way. And China might be trying to play both sides of the coin, where they pretend to be controlling North Korea's dictator, while behind the scenes, I think it's an entirely different story. The mm-hmm. relationship between China and North Korea privately, I think, is entirely different than the public discourse.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. It's also my analysis from where I sit is very partial. So, and there's so much going on behind the scenes that it's difficult to really know. I think damage to the U.S. is at the center of it. Just another, seemingly unrelated event, but very much related.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, people have beliefs that are based on a foundation of sand. Many people believe that since China is our largest trading partner, that they wouldn't cause any harm to our economy. I strongly disagree. Communist China murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goals. Why wouldn't they cause harm to their own economy to achieve their goals, or murder as many millions of Americans as they need to achieve their goals? It's the same people in charge, the same mindset that murdering tens of millions of people to accomplish their goals is perfectly acceptable. That hasn't changed at all, in my opinion. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, the problem is, and this is one of the American problems, when you see somebody in a suit, you imagine that those people are honest and good and go to church and have good intentions, and it's really, not true at all. It's the just the opposite. And, the politicians who, they stand behind that suit as some kind of badge of honor. And it's really not the case at all. But the people that are up at the running the world, running these rogue countries level, they're not there because they happen to be powerful people. Little Kim was educated in Europe. He got the full treatment there. So what I learned when I was getting exposed to the world control was that they're from everywhere. These families are linked together, and they're in all countries. They have all different shapes and sizes and, DNA histories, but they're all linked together. And so that's the thing you have to remember, is that above all of this, there's a controlling aspect. And what's going on with in Spain or in Bolivia or the United States or England, where the people are finally rebelling by voting in such numbers that they can't even cheat to get the vote back. By the way, I'm thoroughly convinced that the Virginia, New Jersey votes were totally corrupted to give the Democrats the win there. That was very obvious to me.
I haven't looked into it, Jim, so I don't have any comment on that one way or the other. The Democrats think that happy days are here again with those wins that they had yesterday. they really don't understand the mood of the country, the mood of the people who make this country work, do they?
No, but the other thing is, you got to remember, Trump is not a Republican either. And the incumbent Republicans are, you know, are really a detriment to the country because they're not really for the country. They're not people that ever were for the country. And so losing those positions to Democrats who are making, you know, promises filled with air is a real potential problem. And so it's a, you know, an issue that has to be faced. You know, the future is not sound because we got a president that's, you know, for the people.
Right, right. Well, people need to inform themselves and draw their own conclusions, don't they, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. But politically, we're not out of the water. Let's just put it that way. I mean, this is a fight that's going on. And what you have to understand is that the controllers go underground. They are, they've learned that being visible doesn't work. So they have to go underground to accomplish their goals and be more devious.
Right, right. And they are very good at that, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, and so that's what we're going to see a lot more of that. Like Puerto Rico, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. The fact that the news is that lots of people are leaving Puerto Rico. They're just leaving. Just like in New Orleans with Katrina, the blacks down in those lower wards that got flooded.
Right.
When they blew the levees, that was a social event. I mean, that was social engineering to get those people out of there. And that's what all of these Caribbean island, or the hurricanes, I mean, you couldn't, these were all planned. I mean, they came in and swept all of those islands clean of people, houses, everything. And so those people are there with nothing. And so in Puerto Rico, where you have a significant population, they're just leaving. And the other thing you're going to see, John, is a crime wave, because Puerto Rico was a self-contained crime wave. And now those people are leaving, and they're going to be all over the place. Primarily, they'll probably mainly end up in New York and Miami and Fort Lauderdale. But you're going to see a huge increase in crime because those people don't have anything to live on. They're used to a life of crime. And so you're going to see this as a increased problem in the near and distant future.
Well, I'm sure the police departments will be and sheriff's departments will be gearing up to deal with it to the best of their ability. It's a shame, but I think there's going to be a lot of what you say happen with increase in crime. Well, what else are you paying attention to this morning, Jim?
Well, this comet is something I'm going to be monitoring for a long time into the future. I didn't say anything before because the reports were pretty vague. And even now, the official reports are very vague. But NASA, one of their automated search programs, discovered a comet back in May. And it turns out that it was actually discovered in 2013. But they're just pretending like they just didn't notice it back then. But this comet is much bigger than Hale-Bopp, and already the disinformation is being very, very controlled on this thing. But it's not going to be into the inner solar system until 2022. So we're talking Hale-Bopp was visible in the solar system for about 6 years and just shattered all previous records. This comet is going to be around for probably 10 to 12 years. And it's supposedly the first time it's ever been here. But there again, I don't trust anything that NASA is saying on this. But it's a comet that there's no indication that it's coming near Earth, but its orbit is going to change. And so I just want to make sure that you know, there's going to be a lot of disinformation coming out on this.
How do they identify this comet, Jim?
Well, PAN-STARRS is a mnemonic for an automated search program that NASA has. It's for
right.
It's for comets or any solar system type of objects, asteroids or, you know, things coming into the solar system or new, like, Pluto-type planets out there. So it's, it's searching the heavens.
Right. And what's the name of this comet?
It's called C... 2017, and that would be the year it was discovered, supposedly, K2 in PAN-STARRS. Okay. And so that's the total official name, but we'll probably just call it K2 as an abbreviation. He's like 69P is the abbreviation we use for the comet that the European Space Agency went to land on. But this one we'll just kind of call K2. But this is going to be interesting because it's going to have some effects in the solar system. I'm not saying it's, and I want to caution people that, no, this is not a Planet X type of thing or something. I mean, but already they're saying, oh, they measured the size of the nucleus, and they're saying it's 12 miles across. Well, this is complete garbage. What they do is they take a light reading of the alleged object, and this is very iffy in itself.
Okay.
I hear the music comes back.
Hold that thought. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of November, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page. Jim, before we get to our next caller, tell people how they can listen to your two radio shows and your archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. That's my commercial-free show. Now in its 17th year, and then Friday night, 10 p.m., Saturday morning, 3 a.m., from WTWW Nashville re-airs again, and there's many other re-airings on satellite, etc. But always to listen on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then I have my paid cast, the weekly extra 1 hour of deep dive into scientific topics. That's there's a link on my webpage, jmccsci.com, and it's $3.95 a month. So go to the webpage, all the information there, and the archives on the webpage, all free.
All right. Our caller is Rose in Virginia. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Mr. Moore and Professor McKinney. When it comes to Kim, I have disagreement with him, with you all. Sadly talking, I hear Rivero, and I do believe that what Kim is doing is building a deterrence, because one promised that President Trump, and I have always been a conservative, was that he was not having any wars, and he has gone against his word. And this thing of this hurricane, you know, what it's going to do is like, and I agree with that with Professor McKinney, it's just destroying the middle class and just having the rich build infrastructures like they always do, you know. Thank you so much. I always enjoy hearing you all, even okay, when we agree or disagree. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you for the call, Rose. Any follow-up on that, Jim?
Social engineering in Puerto Rico, I mean, it's happening. It's happening before our very eyes. I lived in Puerto Rico. I'm very familiar with all the Caribbean islands, and it's really a beautiful place, but with a lot of problems, a lot of, especially in the more populated areas. But, you know, the very clear to me that those hurricanes, the Hurricane Maria was to destroy Puerto Rico, and that's what it did. It just, I've been in hurricanes in Puerto Rico myself, so I know the damage that can be done. But this hurricane just completely leveled the place, so there's nothing left. There's no infrastructure. There's, in spite of attempts to help people, the long term is very grim for anybody trying to live there.
It is. It is. All right.
And so they're leaving, and that was the intent. And then watch, you'll find the great discovery that now we can bend those hurricanes away from those islands. Now that the rich people come in and build their mega resorts all over the place on those islands, you just watch, and we discovered how to control hurricanes. There'll never be another hurricane there by now. No, I'm serious. Wait, yeah, that's a prediction, and it's going to happen.
I don't doubt it, Jim. Weather manipulation is real, and you can look up the patents in the U.S. Patent Office on the that's been granted for weather modification, weather control. A very sad situation with people putting their selfish interest ahead of what's the right thing to do, but that's human nature. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, You get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We continue to add to our list of images of continents with new coastlines. We have another one up there from 1957, another moving North America with new coastlines. There should be another one posted in a day or two once we get it up there. A fascinating project, and I could not do it alone. There's hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the past 60 plus years. So keep a sharp lookout. If you find one, get that screen capture, get it to me. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website are energy cleaners. This is my home business. And yes, it's my home business. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Joint pain, back pain? You'll probably take care of it. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, get rid of the pills and get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Two American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. It's a great combination. I think you'll like it. And I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is. Don't try to call me. Order line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim.
Yeah, John, just a comment on Rose's comment about Trump starting wars. Yeah, here's a guy that's caught in the crossfire. So it's really,
right.
You know, not, I wouldn't say starting wars, but how do you react to things knowing, you know, I don't think he's stupid.
He's given no choice. He's been given no choice.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the point. And that's the point of a chess game where you're dealing with the people that control at a level that's traditionally above where he is.
Right.
So it's a difficult thing to do. But the other thing he's doing, he's taking out their base. And the arrests that have been going on, working up through the pedophile rings, and that's, you know, every devious group of people have their weak point, their Achilles heel. And pedophilia is the Achilles heel of the New World Order. And so it's a way of going at them through, you know, through an open sore in the, an open wound in the flesh, so to speak.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you absolutely, Jim. President Trump knows that there's things being manipulated behind the scenes on one hand. On the other, he's been given no choice but to respond and react in the way he's responding and reacting. I felt the same way following the tragedies we had at Waco, Texas, and with Ruby Ridge, that the federal government was clearly, obviously out of control, attacking innocent Americans. And that's when I decided to help organize the militia for St. Louis City and County. I knew that that's what they wanted on one hand. On the other, I felt like we had no choice except to develop defensive measures against what appeared to be an out-of-control federal government murdering innocent Americans. And I think Donald Trump is in a similar situation. He knows that Kim Jong-un is manipulated behind the scenes on one hand. On the other, the threats are real. They're not make-believe. These are real threats that need to be dealt with effectively, don't they, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is very real, and it's beyond anything that we have seen, really, in history. I mean, this even dwarfs the Russian-Cuban events in the 60s. This is much different.
It is. It is. Yeah, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Wanted to sort of address the one question you sort of implied earlier, John, about the satellites going overhead twice daily. One reason, as I'm sure you know, NORAD tracks every piece of near-Earth orbital space debris right down to things like an astronaut's glove, you know, that's still up there. And they may have, you know, missile technologies that can take out, or they do have missile technologies that can take out satellites, but it's a horrific proposition in terms of the debris field that's created and the danger that creates from near Earth space flight. They still want to send ships to and from the International Space Station. The U.S. Air Force still has its little mini drone space shuttle for secret spy missions. We still want to be putting other satellites into near Earth orbit. So to have all these little pieces of debris up there from a blown-up satellite, each of which is like a bullet that could easily, you know, pierce through all these other, damage these other spacecraft, other satellites, it's a really sort of a horrific prospect that they don't want to, you know, cause. You know, so
when you start destroying other people's satellites also, that brings up a whole new, because China has developed technology, it's basically a shotgun in space. And there's no satellite that could withstand it. So And it's something you cannot defend against. All of our satellites are up there naked, basically. So if you start shooting those kind of weapons around, it might be a day or two till all of our major satellites are dysfunctional. So
that threat as well. But I'd hate to be sitting on the International Space Station needing a ride home and realizing there's some new debris field that, you know, with these pieces of debris moving at thousands of miles an hour that could easily poke through my ship that I'm trying to ride home on. You know, they don't want that much debris floating around in near-Earth space orbit. It'd have to be a pretty dire situation for anybody to, and that applies to everyone. I mean, a few explosions like that and could make, you know, all near-Earth space flight untenable. You know, I really have to stay on the ground because it would be too dangerous up there.
Yeah,
so,
well,
that's one.
It's another factor, many, many factors like that. But I don't think China worries a lot about that, nor would North Korea. But
to their own chagrin, ultimately. Also wanted to venture, I have a hypothesis about the North Korea thing, which, you know, I don't expect, you may disagree with it, but my take on the North Korea thing is that there's an awful lot of brinksmanship and saber rattling going on and that sort of thing, but I sort of think the North Korean thing could be a red herring. And that what they're really preparing for, if we look at this things going on with this purge in Saudi Arabia, the Saudi war with Yemen, and I turned to drag Iran in by way of saying that the missile that was launched at the Saudi airport was a Yemeni missile that was gotten from Iran. Now they're trying to drag Iran in. A lot of Christians and Jews are, you know, look at the biblical chapter of Ezekiel 38 and, well, 39 as well. It talks about our Persia, which is our modern-day Iran, allied with other Arab, what are today Arab states, Turkey and Ethiopia and Libya, coming up in this Magog war against Israel. And that is an eventuality. The problem that's what's untenable about that is it basically implies cooperation between what are today the Iranian Shiites and these other nations, which are Sunni. And, you know, I basically think that we may end up seeing Iran attacked because it's on one of the seven nations listed on the seven nations of 5 years that Wesley Clark outlined. It's a nation that Hillary Clinton specifically said she would attack. And it's, it is a part of the Israeli Greater Israel plan to have much of that land. There's much more incentive for they really want war with Iran, and the Sunnis are 80% of Islam. The Shiites are 20%. They really don't like.
The only problem with Iran is they're armed to the teeth, and they have an ally called Russia, in China.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big problem. So that people started pointing out that Iraq was the size of California, and Iran is three times that size. You know, so yeah, it's, you know, most of the people are, of course, are, you know, concentrated in much smaller areas, but yeah, it's a big deal. But at some point, something is going to occur, whether by treaty or by conquering warfare, that is going to eventually cause Iran to come down with these Turkey and Ethiopia and Libya and these other nations against Israel at some point in the future. So I'm a lot more concerned, with this idea that they're going to end up going after Iran. I almost feel like the North Korean thing is just like a bunch of light and sound and smoke to cover up the prep.
Well, the thing that it's interesting is Kim has also talked about creating a resort area over there, mega resort, kind of like Disney World for adults. And, well, for everybody, but he's actually talking about that. Well, it's hard to do when you're threatening nuclear war. You're probably not going to have a lot of people going there. But that makes a lot more sense than nuclear war and armament on a peninsula where there's no place except ocean all around.
Right. And the number of people that would be killed in Seoul, South Korea, and Pyongyang, North Korea, within a matter of days, if not hours, is just, you know, horrific. The proximity, you know, I mean, the casualty, you know, number of casualties, even if they were just using artillery, let alone tactical nukes or anything like that, would just be mind-boggling, and it would send the world into horror, and whoever precipitates that would be a pariah. So I just think that they're going to find a way to avoid that. You know, like I said, lots of brinksmanship and saber-rattling, but ultimately I'm hoping and thinking it's a red herring. All right, guys, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Yeah, I don't predict the future. I've realized that it's too difficult. You know, it's pretty good to see the past. It's difficult to see the past, but future is, you know, wow.
Right.
Up for grabs.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, who would have guessed some of the things that are taking place? I mean, you and I have lived long enough, Jim, to see how things have changed so dramatically in our world in ways that we could not possibly have dreamed of 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, this is ever-changing, and I've been talking with some people who actually have very positive attitudes that in all different fields, from science and engineering to music even, that there's a lot of, we've been held under this kind of cloak of evil and stupidity, and people are breaking out now. They're feeling actually a breath of relief, and there's no major victories that you could say, okay, now we can rest and go back and just do fun things again, because the evil in the world has just gone underground. It's still there.
Right. Right. Well, it has, and that's simply the way it is, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, yeah, exactly. So it's hard to predict, but as far as what I do, I just take care of myself and work on the things I'm very busy with. I wish I had about 8 more of myself so where I could divide between the various things, but that hasn't happened yet. So.
Uh-huh. We got our next caller. It's Dean in West Virginia. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Well, I sort of disagree, but we don't have a lot of time to get into all of that. You got to remember, back when that general got up on stage after the Gulf War there, he said they came out with a list of all these countries. And they said, what are we going to do? We're going to go to war. And they've hit every country except for 2 that were on that list. That's Korea and Iran. And right now, the Trump popularity is supposed to be low, but that's the mainstream media pushing that. There were 3 that lost elections in Virginia that were Republicans because they would not get on board with Trump. Okay, we're almost on the verge of a civil war here. What's the best way to stop a civil war? A world war. Same thing happened with the unions and so forth forming back around World War I, and within other things, the Great Depression, World War II. Okay, my question is, with Professor McKenney, what's the best to take, potassium iodide tablets or iodate? And the second question is, how many days, if the nuclear exchange is restricted to Iran with short-range tactical nukes and also limited to Korea area, with it sweeping up, the radiation sweeping up through Alaska and down the Pacific coast and then swoops back up. How many days have we got on the East Coast that radiation is going to hit us on the east?
Ooh, well, those are tough questions. On the first one about what to take, I would have to refer you to people that are specialists in that, like people like Cass Ingram or other people who are probably better suited than myself to answer those kind of questions. But regarding even one nuclear bomb in the Mid East would be a disaster for the entire world. So limited exchanges, there's no such thing as a limited exchange. It's more like unlimited exchange. So it's but one nuclear bomb going off any place is going to be a worldwide disaster of the scope and level of Fukushima.
Okay.
So recovery time is.
Go ahead.
Just to imagine somehow we were going to recover. I always used to joke about President Reagan. He had a plan for, excuse me, if we had an unlimited nuclear war with Russia, he wanted the post office, the Department of Postal Department, to be up and running as soon as possible so people could get their mail. And I'm like, I don't think you understand, Ronnie. You know, there ain't going to be nobody around to deliver mail to, nor would you want to write a letter to Aunt Lucy to see if she's still, you know, breathing. You know, people don't have an idea what nuclear bombs can do and will do. So you don't even want to go there. That's not something that, look who, the proliferation of nuclear weapons, Bill Clinton. You know, he's the guy that was responsible for North Korea having them. And coordination with China, you know, all of this could have been prevented a long time ago. This should never be happening, but it's here.
Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is...
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of November. The answer, Jim, to Dean's question about what to take, it's potassium iodide. It's I-O-D-I-D-E. India, Oscar, Delta, India, Oscar, Delta, Echo. iodide. That's what's sold as a substance that will fill up your thyroid with potassium iodide so that radiation can't be absorbed by your thyroid, which doesn't protect any other organ in your body, obviously, but the thyroid is particularly vulnerable to radiation exposure. So that's the answer there. And I'm sure those products are getting difficult to find because in a kind of pending crisis like this, the small supplies that we have nationwide are sold out typically within 7 to 10 days. That's what I expect. I've got my personal supply, and if you don't have one, ladies and gentlemen, especially on the West Coast, I would suggest that you get them. Jim, we're down to the last 2 minutes. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, John, I just want to remind people that the wing, I'm starting to take potential customers' names, and that there are no outstanding license agreements with anybody. So this is all heading forward into the taking orders from people for either on-grid, off-grid. But people that are interested in becoming customers, to email the jmcc@jmccanniescience.com. All that information is on my webpage. And then we'll send out a questionnaire. And then to separate the real people, real customers from the interest seekers, then we'll be asking for a deposit and ahead with installation. So just want to remind people of that. That's all on my webpage.
Okay.
Other than that, things are moving forward.
Yes, it seems like things are in fast forward to me. We're going to be in 2018 here in, 7 weeks?
it's crazy. I just wonder where things have gone also, but that's, we're living in a time warp, definitely.
Yep, it is, and most people I know make the same comments. Well, we want to thank you as always for being with us, Jim, and look forward to having you back next Wednesday, and we'll get caught up on the events of the day, sir.
Thanks, John. Take care, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Well, things are in fast forward. Potassium iodide. There may be some listed on my – I'm not sure. I've got a couple hundred products listed on my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear. I'm not positive if I've got any there or not. These are all Amazon products, of course. It wouldn't hurt to check. And there's a lot of fun stuff there. Gift giving coming up this season. Under John Survival and Tactical Gear, you may find just the perfect gift for somebody that's interested in preparedness, or maybe even for yourself, under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. Tomorrow, we will be talking about the energy cleaner. And we will be talking about fiberglass domes, like we do most Thursdays. And those discussions go in a lot of different directions, as they always do. It's always a lot of fun to visit with Don Kubley and Tim Spencer. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.